Good morning. Welcome to St. John's Lutheran Church this morning as we continue our green and growing season after Pentecost, as we continue meeting and worshiping and spending time with these, our sisters and brothers. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad you're with us. If you're online, it is good to be together as God's children. Next Sunday is the third Sunday in July, and yes, we will have youth group. Next Sunday, we will be having youth group. So if you know someone who is going into the ninth grade and all the way up through 12th grade and even beyond, next week, 6 o'clock in the evening, youth group. Now I need to get my ensemble complete for the next announcement. There we are. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, all God's loved and beloved children, this week, for 3 days only, Vacation Bible School. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday evening, beginning at 6 o'clock, going till 8 o'clock. We include meals for the kids and the families. So come! We will be meeting heroes from the Bible like Moses and Daniel and the Apostle Paul. We'll be learning how God's love flowed through them to all of us. It's going to be a wonderful time. There will be crafts, there will be games, there will be music, there will be stories, there will be all kinds of amazing things. If you want to help, if you're a grown-up kind of person, Sharon still needs some folks and you can go and talk with her. But if you're a little one, if you know a little one, if you see random little ones in your neighborhood, bring them the registration form and come on down. We're going to be under the big top this week only at St. John's. I wish the hat fit just a little better. There are lots of other announcements in your bulletin, and I hope you read through them. But we've gathered this morning so we can be in worship, so we can add our voices to all of God's children. So let us continue our worship by joining together in our gathering song. And it is Sing a Song. So let us rise and sing together.
I want to sing a song for you, Lord. Sing to the angels, sing along. Song of your faithfulness, song of your grace, and of your loving kindness, to the glory of your name. With everything that's in you, Lord, listen to me say, I want to sing a song for you, I want to sing a song. I want to live my life for you, Lord. Lord, for you I want to live my life. I want to praise the name of Jesus. Pray above all things you're glorified. A song of your faithfulness, a song of your grace, and of your loving kindness to the glory of your name. Sing, Lord, listen to me say, I want to sing a song for you, I want to sing a song. And I sing about your mercy, and I sing about your love, your goodness, Lord, your righteousness. I want to sing a song of your faithfulness, a song of your grace, and of your loving kindness, to the glory of your name. With everything that's in me, Lord, listen to me say, I want to sing a song for you, I want to sing a song. A song of your faithfulness, oh, and of your loving kindness, to the glory of your name. With everything that's in me, Lord, listen to me say, I want to sing a song for you, I want to sing a song. We'll sing holy, holy, holy. We'll sing holy, holy, holy. We'll shout holy, holy, are you Lord Almighty?
now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
Let us pray. You are great, O God, and greatly to be praised. You have made us for yourself, and our hearts are restless until they rest in you. Grant that we may believe in you, call upon you, know you, and serve you through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. You may be seated.
First lesson is from Zechariah, chapter 9, verses 9 through 12. Rejoice greatly, O daughter Zion. Shout aloud, O daughter Jerusalem. Lo, your king comes to you. Triumph and victorious is he, humble and riding on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey. He will cut off the chariot from Ephraim, and the war horse from Jerusalem. And the battle bow shall be cut off, and he shall command peace to the nations. His dominion shall be from sea to sea, and from the river to the ends of the earth. As for you, because of the blood of my covenant with you, I will set your prisoners free from the waterless pit. Return to your stronghold, O prisoners of hope. Today I declare that I will restore to you double. The word of the Lord. The second lesson is from Romans chapter 7, verses 15 through 25a. I do not understand my own actions, for I do not do what I want, but I do the very thing I hate. Now if I do what I do not want, I agree that the law is good. But in fact, it is no longer I that do it, but sin that dwells within me. For I know that nothing good dwells within me, that is, in my flesh. I can will what is right, but I cannot do it. For I do not do the good I want, but the evil I do not want is what I do. Now, if I do what I do not want, it is no longer I that do it, but sin that dwells within me. So I find it to be a law that when I want to do what is good, evil lies close at hand. For I delight in the law of God in my innermost self. For I see in my members another law at war with the law of my mind, making me captive to the law of sin that dwells in my members. Wretched man that I am, who will rescue me from this body of death? Thanks be to God through Jesus Christ our Lord. The word of the Lord.
Please rise for the reading of the Holy Gospel. The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew in the 11th chapter. Jesus spoke to the crowd saying, "To what will I compare this generation? It is like children sitting in the marketplaces and calling to one another, 'We played the flute for you, but you did not dance. We wailed, and you did not mourn.' For John came neither eating nor drinking, and they said, 'He has a demon.' The Son of Man came eating and drinking, and they say, 'Look, a glutton and drunkard, a friend of tax collectors and sinners.' Yet wisdom is vindicated by her deeds." At that time, Jesus says, "I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because you have hidden these things from the wise and the intelligent and have revealed them to infants. Yes, Father, for such was your gracious will. All things have been handed over to me by my Father, and no one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son and anyone to whom the Son chooses to reveal him. Come to me, all you that are weary and are carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." The Gospel of our Lord. I would invite the congregation to be seated and invite the children to please come on forward.
Morning, so happy. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Good morning. You can hear right where you're at.
Yeah, I'm a little scary, Dad. I'm a little scared. I get you.
Good morning. Good morning. I just got done reading the gospel, right? And Jesus was saying, "Come to me. Take my yoke on me." And so do you think that this is what Jesus was talking about?
Take my yoke upon you.
They don't think so. Why not? There's the yoke right there. So do you think Jesus wants us to put egg on our face?
No. This is the yoke Jesus was talking about.
It was a thing that they used when they were farming. In fact, they still use it in places like Tanzania, right? A yoke means that you put two oxen or horses or something and they work together like this, all right? And it makes it easier because they're working together. It's not just one trying all by themselves. It's together, all right? And so when Jesus says to us, come to me, wear my yoke, Jesus promises to be with us, to be right beside us in that yoke so that we're working with Jesus to love your neighbor, to love the people around you. Look, those are pretty cool. Those are really cool. All right, so we're yoked to Jesus, right? We're yoked to Jesus because Jesus loves you guys. Jesus loves all of them too, all right? And he doesn't want you to spread egg on your face. Jesus wants you to stand beside him, move together with him so that we can love the people around us. Let's have a prayer. Dear Jesus, we thank you for loving us enough to want to work with us, to want to stand beside us. Remind us of this every day and help us always walk with you and love our neighbors. We thank you for today, Lord. Amen. You guys have a great day. You have a great day too. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. In our reading today from Romans, Paul asks some very interesting questions. What do you want to do? Can you do it? And in answering his own questions, Paul says that he can't do what he wants to do, at least not on his own. Because Paul tells us in this reading that Paul wants to do God's will. I think that all of us sitting here kind of want to do God's will. I mean, we pray it in the Lord's Prayer all the time, you know, thy will be done. But what does God want us to do? What is God's vision for the world and your part in it? And then the most important question, can you do that? Can you truly make God's vision into your daily mission? Paul says that he can. And instead, he does what the devil, the world, and his sinful self wants him to do instead. So now then, we get to think and ponder and ask, what does that dastardly trio of the devil, the world, and our sinful selves want us to do? They want us to think about only ourselves, because it's really all about us, right? There we are. I am the center of the universe. They want us to disregard the people around us, unless, of course, they can be used for my benefit. They want us to think that we deserve more than we have and that it's okay to step on others in order to get our share, our bigger piece of the pie. As I say that, as you hear that, is that really how we live our lives? Can we really step on people? If we're honest with ourselves, we need to nod our heads every now and again. Paul says right away that he can do that. And if we look at the world around us, we see lots of people doing just that, if not worse. We try. We try to be good. We try to make plans to be better. We make promises to be better. And that can work for a short while, but we are human. And we fail. Good intentions are not enough because something will always come up. We can try our hardest to make God's vision into our mission, but if we are left to ourselves, we have no chance. Paul's question then becomes, who will rescue me? Is there someone who can help us, guide us, forgive us, pick us up, and lead us on to try again? Paul's answer is, thanks be to God through Jesus Christ our Lord. It is God who saves us in, with, and through Jesus. And Jesus saves us by working with us. That's what our gospel reading wants to tell us this morning. In our gospel reading today, Jesus is talking to this generation, which I can see as the original audience he was talking to, but I can also see it as us, because we are this generation right now. And this group of us is what is generating all the world's woes. I mean, not only us, we have some help. But Jesus tells us that we are like children. In Jesus' day, men would dance at weddings and women would wail at funerals. And so the children would practice these roles. They would play the flute and dance. They would practice their wailing. So that when the world tells us what we should do, we would be able to do it and we wouldn't be mocked or teased. And if we don't, then we are berated. We are laughed at and humiliated. Until, of course, we join in and do what we're told to do, or else we're cast out. We know what those kinds of pressures can be like. And then Jesus looks at how the world treated John the Baptist and how it was treating him. Because it doesn't seem that they can get it right. John came and chose his own diet. Locusts and wild honey. Right? But everyone thought that he was possessed or crazy. Jesus came and was eating and drinking with all the people around him, and so he must be a drunkard or a glutton. The world wants you to do what it wants you to do, nothing else. We figure what we want to do, and then we demand what everyone else think and act the same way. We do it as people, we do it as Christians. Jesus looks at this generation and reminds us that we have no idea what we really need to do. And then Jesus tells us what we need to do. We need to work with him, or else we will become too tired, too burdened with guilt and with other issues. Jesus' solution to our difficulties is an invitation. Come to me. I will give you rest. Take my yoke. It is easy and light. That is a blessing, and that is good news. When you are tired of running into walls, when you're tired of guilt, tired of winning but never really winning, Jesus says, come to me, rest yourself. Let's work together. Jesus is always ready to help us. In fact, throughout Scripture, God has always been ready and willing to help us. But it begins with rest. Rest yourself. It is important for us to catch our breath so we can discover ways to love our neighbors. It's what we do right here when we come any Sunday morning. We rest ourselves. But then Jesus says, take my yoke. Jesus says he will partner with us, that we can hitch ourselves to him so that we can work together. Jesus wants to work with us. He's not just going to watch. Jesus isn't going to sit there and judge, saying, I could have done that better. Jesus wants to work with us. He's not going to criticize. He wants to stand with us side by side in tandem so that we and Jesus together can help make our world beautiful. And then the promise comes. The yoke is easy and the burden is light. Jesus isn't piling on new burdens or throwing us into the deep end to sort of find out if we can live on our own. Working together with Jesus is not harsh or brutal, but rather it is good, filled with gentle kindness, moving us towards love for our neighbors. And the burden is light because Jesus is with us. We are in this together. With Jesus, with God, with God's love, with our sisters and brothers all by our side. And you see, our relationship with God is the key. The love shown in Jesus Christ our Lord is the key. God's love for us, repairing our broken relationship as a gift, is the key. As we live our relationship with God, as we watch God help us every day, our relationship with the world changes. We let go of our sinfulness, and God shows us how to love one another as he loves all of us. Through my ministry, I've shared this image that's coming next before in sermons and in Bible studies, but it's still for me the most vivid way to describe the amazing truth that God wants to work with us. God doesn't want to reach down and do it all. He's not going to part the clouds and say, there, it's done. The image, the parable, comes from Gil Bailey, who is an author and a teacher. And one summer when his son was very young, the son asked for a playhouse in the backyard. Gil thought that was a great idea, but he wanted to build that playhouse with his son. Not for him, with him. So every nail that was pounded into that playhouse was handed to him by his son. Every screw that went into it was handed to him by his son. Every board they sawed was measured by the two of them together. The son touched everything that went into the playhouse. But when the son wanted to go swing instead, they were done. When the son wanted a popsicle break, they were done. When the son got bored, they were done. Now, it took a lot longer for Gil to build that playhouse that summer, but he and his son did that together. That's how God wants to work with us. This is how Jesus wants to work with us. God does not want to do everything for us. Now, the truth is that Jesus has done almost all the heavy lifting. We are saved by Jesus' life and death and resurrection, but God wants us to build the kingdom, to bring the love, and stands by us as we do it. But when we choose to do otherwise, I do not do what I want, Paul would say. When we get bored or arrogant, Paul would say, I do the very thing that I hate. When any of those moments happen in our lives, when sin begins to take hold, God waits for us. And Jesus continues to call us in love. They stand there waiting for us to turn to Him and live. They're waiting for us to repent. They're waiting for God's love to transform our lives again and again and again. As we come to this place, as we come to this table, as we rest ourselves. And then put on the yoke with Jesus. Jesus' promise today is rest and peace. It is help and gentleness. As we struggle every day, it is good to know that Jesus is there, always there, with rest, with strength, with forgiveness, with hope, with peace. It is not that the struggles will go away, but we are never alone. We have one another, and we have the presence of Jesus to fill us, to inspire us, to commend us. And we, like Paul, can say, thanks be to God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So what do you want to do? I want to live with Jesus and with all of you. Amen. Please rise. Let us celebrate now our baptisms by joining together and confessing our faith using the words we find in the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Confident that God receives our joys and concerns, let us offer our prayers for the church, for those in need, and for all of creation. God of the covenant, you call ministers to proclaim your gospel of grace throughout the world. Inspire pastors, deacons, church musicians, and all ministers of your word as they carry out your work. Lord, in your mercy, God of all creation, you reveal your goodness through all you have made. Rivers and seas, plants and animals and endangered species. Prosper the work of conservation organizations, botanical gardens, zoos, and wildlife sanctuary. Lord, in your mercy, God of the nations, you desire that all people of the world live in peace. Guide government leaders at all levels, national, state, local, to work for justice, mercy, and reconciliation. Lord, in your mercy, God of compassion, you bring healing to those who are sick, consolation to those who are grieving, and well-being to those who are distraught. Send skilled caregivers to all in need, and make your presence known among all who suffer. Lord, in your mercy, God of all grace, there are so many people who need your healing presence and power. We pray for all who suffer illness and injury or with accident and disease. We also pray for these who are known to us who need your wholeness and health. We pray for Sharon, Sharla, Kristen, Judith, and Rhonda. Lord, in your mercy, God of rejoicing, you have brought us together this day to worship around word and sacrament. Encourage children in their learning and growing, and watch over those who are absent today. Lead us all to places of renewal and refreshment. Lord, in your mercy, God of all faithfulness, through the witness of the faithful departed, you reveal love in action. Embolden us by their example to build up the beloved community that we encounter. But today, Lord, we pray for your strength and your comfort to be with the family and friend of Stacy Donaldson. Lord, in your mercy, into your hands, O God, we commend all for whom we pray. In the name of the one who reconciled all creation to himself, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. And now may the Lord grant that we see what needs to be seen and do what needs to be done. May the Lord bless and protect you all. May the Lord smile on you and be gracious to you. May the Lord look upon you all with favor and give you peace. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Stay warm, stay dry, stay safe, stay cool. Have a blessed week as you go into the world with hope.
To make God's vision our mission.
You've been listening to St. John's Lutheran Church, 120 West Water Street, Sydney, Ohio. May God's glory abide with us today. May the love of God be increased within us and extended towards our fellow worshipers. Welcome, children of God. We invite you to return and worship with us again.
Far too wide. I never thought I'd reach the other side. Your love.